everyone, welcome to another episode of Strong in the Saddle. I'm your host, Katrina. And rodeo season is in full swing here in Alberta. It's in full swing in Canada, in the US. And I don't really know, like I was gonna say it's the halfway point, but that really, I mean, the cutoff to make the NFR is September 30th. But like when the rodeo season ends is kind of dependent on what association you're competing in, what your goals are, where you live in the world, that sort of a thing. So I'm not going to say we're halfway through, but regardless of what you have going on, rodeo season is in full swing here. And one of the questions that comes up is, should I be exercising? Should I be following a workout plan during rodeo season? I've got so much on the go with a heavy rodeo schedule, lots of riding, lots of traveling, lots of competing. Should I be working out? Should I be following a workout plan? And I won't hold you guys in suspense. The answer is yes, you should be. But there is like some fine print to go along with that that I want you guys to be aware of. And so that's what we're going to talk about today. So yes, you should be working out. And I know that that can be difficult if you're traveling a lot along with rodeoing, it can be very difficult. But that's kind of a topic for another episode. But today we're just going to talk about like some of the risks that you can run with exercising along with heavily competing, why you should be working out this time of year, and how you can kind of set things up for success. So let's get into it. So yes, there are some risks and issues that you can come across when you're combining a lot of physical activity, and in this case it would be riding, competing, traveling a lot, and exercising. All of that's putting stress and strain on your body. And there are some risks and considerations that you need to be aware of. The first being overtraining. So if you're doing excessive or intense exercise during the rodeo season, that can definitely, well, and even out of the rodeo season, to be fair, that can lead to overtraining, which can result in physical and or mental fatigue. You can have decreased performance and you're setting yourself up for increased injury just because you are fatigued. And so it's kind of like just being aware that overtraining is a risk just because the load that you're putting on your mind and body is higher. And it's really essential for rodeo athletes to find and strike a balance between training as well as rest and recovery to avoid overtraining and that sort of a thing. The next thing I would want you guys to be aware of that I just kind of briefly mentioned is injury risk. So obviously as rodeo athletes, you're already exposing yourself to potential injury during practice and or competition. When you're engaging in additional workouts without proper form, or like I said, if you're not giving yourself adequate recovery time, that can also increase your risk of injury, especially if you're fatigued. Fatigue is the killer, you guys, and it can definitely, like when you're fatigued, you might not move with the best form, and that is probably the number one reason why people get hurt is they're moving with improper form. And so that's definitely something to be aware of. Another risk that you run is, like I've said already a few times, lack of recovery. Rodeo season can be really physically demanding when you're traveling and competing frequently. And if you have insufficient time for rest and recovery between workouts and competing and riding and all that stuff, it can lead to burnout, which obviously negatively impacts performance. So I would say, especially this time of year, making recovery and rest a priority is critical. And I know that's easier said than done when we have a million things on the go, but if you are not recovering properly, if you're not making it a priority, it's going to trickle down to, like I said, overtraining, risk of injury, just overall decreased performance when you are practicing or competing. So that's something you definitely want to prioritize. Another thing you need to be aware of is nutritional challenges. So obviously, on the road is not the greatest place to be. It's very difficult to eat healthy on the road. And inadequate fueling, inadequate nutrient consumption can all compromise your performance and your health. And again, if you're not fueling yourself properly, that's going to impact things, again, like your recovery, your performance in the arena, all of that stuff. I think this is, aside from like finding time to work out, I would say nutritional challenges are a huge hurdle for rodeo athletes to overcome, because like if you're traveling, I would say it's better now than it has been in the past, but as a general rule, it's really hard to eat healthy on the road, and it takes a lot of pre-work and forethought to be able to do it successfully. But it's worth that effort, because if you're not fueling yourself properly, it's like putting garbage gas in a Ferrari. Like, it just, you're not going to get the same level of performance as you would if you were putting like a high octane fuel. Is that the right way to put it? If you're not putting good fuel in the machine, in your body, you're not going to get the good results that you're wanting on the other end. There we go. Another risk that you guys run if you're, you know, working out, rodeoing hard, all that stuff, is psychological strain. And I mean, this is going to happen, like, rodeo season's a lot, right? You're juggling training, practicing, competitions, travel, finances, all of that stuff. And exercise, while it is great, and I do say it is essential, it is a stress, and it's just kind of adding to the pile. And while I wouldn't tell you to cut out exercise because it's a stress, it's just something to be aware of, that you need to just be aware that you're going to need to really, really manage the strain and the stress that everything is putting on you this time of year. And so all of this kind of blends together into this tornado of, if you're not careful, you could really run the risk of, like I said, injury, decreased performance, which we definitely don't want this time of year. Like, we're in the heat of rodeo season right now. You should be at the top of your game. You're in a groove. You're seeing progress, hopefully, right? Like, hopefully this is how things are going. Like, you've got some of the kinks worked out that you were dealing with earlier in the season, and now you're like, yeah, finding your groove, making improvements. We don't want to see you plateauing or declining because you haven't set yourself up for success. So that's kind of basically a summary of, if you're not setting up your workout program intentionally, considering how much you're competing and rodeoing, those are some of the risks and issues that you could run into. But like I said, I don't want you guys to cut out exercise completely. There's so many benefits and reasons why, as a rodeo athlete, you do want to exercise on a regular basis, even this time of year when you have a million things on the go. Maintaining a consistent fitness routine during the rodeo season is crucial for performance and your overall well-being. The biggest reason, I would say, is injury prevention. So like I mentioned already, you do run the risk of injuring yourself if you're not recovering properly, if you're not fueling properly, if you're doing too much, you could hurt yourself. And like, rodeo in and of itself is prone to making people hurt. But Regular exercise does help strengthen your muscles. It improves flexibility, enhances your joint stability and mobility, and all of that works to actually reduce your risk of injury. Again, assuming you're doing it properly. Like, there is a line between like exercise helping you and exercise doing more harm than good. But yeah, injury prevention is a huge reason why you should be consistently working out. Another thing is maintaining fitness levels. So ideally, I would want you setting up your year in a way that an athlete would in any other sport, where they have off seasons where they really try to like improve so that when they come back into competition season, they're stronger, they're faster, they're whatever, right? They're more athletic and better. During the competition season, they've put in the work, and now during the competition season, they can like maintain that new level of fitness that they've gotten to. And that's kind of how I want you guys to be able to do things as well. We want you in peak physical condition for the rodeo season, and we want you to maintain that level throughout rodeo season. Continuing to exercise during your busy season is going to help maintain that level of fitness that you achieved in the off seasons, and so you're not experiencing a decline in strength and endurance, agility, all those things. Because obviously, if you're cutting out exercise completely during the rodeo season, you are inevitably going to lose strength. You're going to lose your cardiovascular fitness. You're going to lose some mobility. And we don't want that. We want to, at the very least, maintain your fitness levels. I wouldn't say we want to see your fitness level improve, but we do want to make sure that you're at least maintaining what you developed over the off season. Again, recovery and rejuvenation is a really good reason why you want to continue to exercise. Regular workouts and movement can aid in post-competition recovery. It can help you reduce soreness. Just getting some movement in can really help with getting, if you're sore from a really hard ride, even though you might not feel like working out, it can actually really help to reduce some of that stiffness and soreness that you might be experiencing and get you feeling limber and better and ready to go for the next time you need to perform. Another reason I would say you need to work out is the mental side of things. So it's been researched time and time again that exercise does have mental health benefits. It can help reduce stress and anxiety and fatigue. And that's all really important, especially if you're at these higher levels of competition within the rodeo world. Having a good mental state is just as crucial as being on top of your physical game. And while exercise is physical, it does have those mental benefits that can help you as a competitor. I know for myself personally, if I'm feeling really stressed, or like angry or anxious, a really good workout can help me get some of that out of my system, so to speak, and makes me feel 100 times better on the other end. So yeah, it's really important for you guys to continue to exercise. I know it's like, oh my gosh, another thing I need to add to my plate, but the benefits are huge, and that's why I really, really encourage you guys to be able to fit it into your schedule, figure out what works for you. And that would include, you know, kind of a well-rounded routine. So you would have your strength training. I would say that would be your number one thing you should be focusing on, regardless of whether you're a barrel racer, a bronc rider, a tie-down roper, like whatever you're doing in the rodeo world, strength training, weightlifting should be your number one. And then, of course, you know, cardiovascular exercise, flexibility and mobility work, core training is important for everyone as well. And really listening to your bodies and adjusting your workouts as needed. And so that kind of rolls into the next kind of section that I wanted to talk about, which is how do we do this? How do we maintain a workout routine during rodeo season? And I will say it is definitely easier said than done, especially if you're on the road away from home. One thing that came out of the pandemic that helps in this regard is, so a lot of people were having to work from home during the pandemic. And so there are a ton of resources online now in terms of working out from home, working out with minimal equipment, body weight exercises, working out with bands. And all of that stuff is super, super helpful for rodeo athletes on the road. Like, it's super easy to pack a bag of bands or to do band or body weight exercises when you're on the road. So definitely, like, a quick Google search will help you with that. But aside from that, maintaining a workout routine, I would say your first thing that you need to consider is periodization. So I kind of touched on this earlier. Periodization is where you're kind of chunking your year into different periods, hence the word periodization. So I would want you to sit down and look at your schedule over the course of a year and be like, okay, this is my off season. This is my preseason. This is my in season. And then this is kind of maybe my, we're done, I need a breather season. And each of those phases is obviously going to look a bit different, but specifically when you're in season, you're in the heat of rodeoing hard, I want you to prioritize maintenance. So the hard work should have been done in your off season. And now it's time to just maintain what you've built. So we want to maintain your strength, maintain your cardiovascular fitness. And doing that is actually easier than you might think. The hard work really is getting to that level, but once you've gotten there, it doesn't take nearly as much work to maintain it. So just really being intentional and thinking about, like, maybe you didn't set this up properly last year in your off season, but going forward, thinking about how can I maintain what I have? Now is not the time to be focusing on really pushing your body. That's how you are going to burn out or overtrain, get hurt, all those things. Another thing is, so like I said, I definitely want you guys focusing on strength training, because being strong is the key way to really help you perform, to help you prevent injury, all those things. But you also need a good level of cardio fitness and flexibility. So while I do, like, if you're limited on time and you're like, what should I do? I would want you to err on the side of doing strength training exercises. But I would also like to see some cardio in there. So that could be all sorts of things. It could be running, it could be biking, it could be swimming, whatever. And then some flexibility in there as well. I am going to be coming out with some workout programs here in the future. I'm trying to get that all put together, and it would be like a full program, but there are decent programs out there. So do a Google search, find some reputable people with who know what they're talking about, and kind of go from there. Another thing about maintaining a workout routine during rodeo season is rest and recovery. So I mentioned this at the top. You really, really, really need to allow sufficient time for rest. Listen to your body and take rest days. There's no prize for the whole mentality of I'll sleep when I'm dead. You need to be focusing on recovery, because it is crucial for repairing muscles, preventing burnout, and making sure that you don't get hurt, or at least minimizing when you're getting hurt. You need 7 to 8 hours of sleep every night. Again, I know it's hard when you're on the road, but ideally 7 to 8 hours of sleep, and also just days where you're not active. Like, yes, you can be active, but not like structured workouts, competitions. Like, you need time away from that, like at least once a week, I would say. Another thing I just want to add in here is adaptability. So I am the queen for not being adaptable. Like, I want to have a very set schedule that looks the same every week. And I know that's really hard on the road. I would just say, give yourself some grace and just adjust your workouts based on time available, facilities available, how your body is feeling, and just do the best you can. Stressing about not being able to maintain a regular routine and a regular program is, it's just going to add to the stress pile that you're already dealing with, which we don't need. Another thing I mentioned earlier is nutrition. So I'm not specifically talking about nutrition in this episode, but just know that, yes, exercise is important, but like, if I was to put it in a hierarchy, it would be like rest, hydration, nutrition, exercise. You really need to be fueling yourself properly, consuming enough protein, consuming enough carbohydrates, consuming enough calories overall to support your physical activity. Now is not the time to be implementing a fat loss phase. I will say it again. Now is not the time to be implementing a fat loss phase. You have way too many other stressors in your life during rodeo season. You do not need to be adding the huge stress of a fat loss phase. That is so hard on your body. You are for sure going to get hurt. You're for sure going to burn out if you're adding a fat loss phase on top of rodeoing hard. Like, it just does not work. Do not even consider it. Another thing I would say is if you can, and I know it's sometimes money's tight, consult a professional. There are people in the internet world who specifically work with rodeo athletes and their fitness, their nutrition, all that stuff, including myself, which I said I'll be coming out with some programs hopefully very soon. But if you have any questions now, feel free to DM me on Instagram and I can help you out. Consulting like a qualified fitness trainer, an exercise specialist, a sports nutritionist or dietitian who has specific knowledge of what it means to be a rodeo athlete, they can help take a lot of the stress of figuring this all out off your plate, which would be very helpful, I think, in the long run. So yeah, definitely consider consulting a professional. But the key here, I think, is know that your workouts and your fitness right now is not going to look the same as it does when you're not rodeoing hard, knowing that you really need to focus on rest and recovery, proper nutrition, and getting in strength training workouts, cardio workouts, as time will allow, as your body will allow. It's kind of like a push to the finish at this point, I would say. We don't want you burnt out. We don't want you hurt. So, like I said, there's no prize for the go hard as you can and I'll sleep when I'm dead and all that kind of garbage. Those are cute quotes for Instagram, but it doesn't really work well in practice. So that's kind of the chat for today. I hope you guys enjoyed this. I really wanted to do something specifically for rodeo athletes because, I mean, that's my background for a large portion of my life was rodeo. And because we are in full rodeo season right now, I thought it would be super helpful for some of you guys. So if you're out on the rodeo trail, I wish you all the best. And like I said, if you guys have any questions on any of this, please be sure to reach out to me. Probably the best place is Instagram. I'm at Strong in the Saddle. And until next time, remember, it's always a good day to ride.